Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
We are still in combat. We are still in the last moments, as only the herald remains.
Oh, God.
Nova, as you look down, before we jump into initiative, Nova, as you look down, you can see that Quill's one remaining arm...
Oh, my God.
...is broken.
What? Like, you mean broke, like, his forget arm.
I thought you said eye. So we got a blind bird now?
It's one remaining.
I thought you meant, like, his eye is
so
formed.
When you portented like... the five, this is the five.
Oh, what would the
come on.
Be?
The one is, I just have it down here as grievous injury. The character suffers a terrible grievous injury, such as losing an arm, an eye, a permanent limb, or severe head trauma like amnesia.
Yeah, so
it's basically the worst possible option.
Before the campaign started, I nat won the critical role, and that's why I lost my arm.
Yeah.
I broke my other arm.
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake.
But it is fixable with injury spells.
What does that mean for me, though, in terms of...
So, with a broken arm, the affected arm is unusable. You cannot hold or use items in that hand, losing their benefits. You cannot make attacks with that hand. You have disadvantage on strength checks and saving throws. For you automatically fail them as both of your arms are disabled. You cannot cast spells with somatic components that require you to gesture.
Can I help him?
No. Different schools of magic.
Can I just, like, hold his hands up and, like...
No, that would hurt.
Yeah.
You work through it!
So,
okay,
with
go.
That in mind, but you're still unconscious right now, the Herald.
You don't know about this fate
Sentry,
yet.
You get an attack opportunity.
Oh, no.
No, I can't fail here. I've done too much. She flies away. You get an attack opportunity. This is your reaction for the turn, however.
6 plus 7.
Her AC is now reduced back to 18.
Yeah, one hit her.
You did hit her?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
So you kind of swipe at her, but she flies away, the scythe kind of blocking the strike. She moves where lots of enemies are within her aura, and then she's going to throw her scythe at probably Dana, actually, because Dana just did this incredibly powerful spell, and she's afraid of what that could mean. So that is going to be a hit, followed by, that's cocked, another hit. This is going to be a lot of damage.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, not at the end of the day, this is an NPC. Who gives a shit, right?
It's an NPC.
Well, she did just,
she also
like,
did attack
yeah.
to us, so
yeah. She broke the oath.
12.
Oh, no, she melted, like, 12, the Herald, though.
26,
28. She did a ton of damage. But also...
But she could have sent us into a different plane, yeah. never to come back.
Yeah, she could have. She absolutely could have. Not through her choice, but... through the nature of the magic. You see, however, the two strikes, the two scythes, like, tear, like, cut her and throw her off balance. She's quite badly injured by those two strikes.
Oh, damn.
As she stumbles back. Nova, where are you? You're miles
I'm
away.
I'm here. Leave me the fuck alone. I am not doing any wisdom saving throws.
Use your action.
I have an action. And with that action, I'm going to place a hand on Quill and cast Spare the Dying. On him.
You yes. no longer need to make saving throws, Quill.
Oh, good. But I'm not
You're not up.
I've
got. Do you have any? Do you have any potions on you or anything? Like, can I use my bonus
action
to rifle? No, that
won't. But it's always been an action to feed a potion to somebody.
Well, even just to search to see if you search through his.
You can search.
Okay.
Tom, do you have any hidden potions on you?
I do, but also I guess in searching, did she also find the wand, the guardian wand?
No, she's looking for a potion.
You're looking for a potion. Yep. You find a potion.
It's a bit late for that
now. Regular healing potion?
Greater.
One greater.
Okay, so if I can just,
so next turn you can use that. Ayla,
I'm just wanna...
at the start of your turn, make a wisdom saving throw.
Three.
Oh. This is a charm effect, so you have advantage.
Ooh.
You are an elf, I keep forgetting about that.
11.
So
I'm not wise.
You have to use your action to make an attack against a random enemy within range. If it's an enemy at range, if you don't have a ranged weapon, you're going to throw the hammer.
Well, I've got 45 feet of movement, so...
No, it's before
you move. I can't move.
It's just immediately at the start of your turn, you're like, bah! You have to attack. This is the aura, it encourages madness. Well, let's see who you roll.
Yeah, do you see why I've been
annoyed? What's the throw range?
For a weapon, I'd say like 30 feet maximum range. So Lucius is going to be out 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. No, he's not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I will roll a d6.
Oh.
Sentry. You kind of, you think the herald flies over and you just, so make a weapon attack with disadvantage.
They're the same roll. 19.
19, does that hit sentry?
Doesn't hit sentry.
Cool. The hammer, however, goes.
I have this one prepared.
And then it's you kind of react and then you snap out of it and you're like, fuck! You have a move.
God damn it!
You have a move and a bonus action left.
I'm gonna go get my hammer!
So you go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
What the fuck? I just trudge over, pick it up. Sorry, dude!
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You're now out of the range of the aura. that's your go, unfortunately.
I've been so useless.
Maximilian at the beginning of his turn makes a wisdom saving throw.
Oh god, not
that. Oh no.
Natural 20.
Oh, he's Max! Paladin.
He's like
Does he have like swishy hair that just like
He looks a bit like Ganondorf from Legend of Zelda. He has bright, very similar to Ayla's, like bright orange red hair, dark grey skin with almost like little ridges of stone in his face, but black armor, very handsome, like a paladin. He's like a callous paladin.
A callous paladin.
Paladin.
Oh, Stormblast.
Oh,
fuck.
He looks up, sees her, and he just kind of lowers and he's just like, you have been corrupted for too long, Guardian. He brings his hand back and you see this kind of searing hot white flame as he casts Guiding Bolt at 4th level.
Ooh.
Guiding Bolt?
Go on, Kaladin.
Wait, is he doing that as fire?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It looks like fire.
Ah.
However,
it's
not enough to hit. Kind of sails past as she kind of ducks to the side.
At least he didn't hit anyone else.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. He's just like, ah. No. He can use his Guided Strike. Recharges after short rest. When he makes an attack, he can add plus 10 to the bonus to the attack roll. The Guiding Bolt slams into her. It's a once per use thing he can do.
But still.
Worth it.
3, 4.
Everyone has advantage against her now as well.
Yeah, 6.
Oh, because it's lit up. She's lit up.
And it was 4th level,
like
so it's 7d6.
That's great. That's awesome.
Not high damage. I rolled real bad.
Still.
But I mean, the advantage is
10, 15, 20 points of damage.
Is she still taking half?
20? Oh my god.
No, she's no longer taking half as well, as Rook is now down. So the Guiding Bolt slams into her and just surrounds her in this white fire that seems to make it easier to strike at her.
Nice.
And he's like, now! Strike her now!
I'm trying to go through and find some somatic spells.
Here we go! Lucius!
God,
he's going to do it!
I'm going to
do
it! You've got fun dice. You've got fun dice.
No, but you've got advantage anyway. She's lit up.
Double advantage!
What are you doing, Lucius?
So I'm going to...
4th, 5th level!
I wish, but I'm going to use my sorcery points to regain a 4th level slot.
Yeah!
And then I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb with advantage, acid, on this zombie.
Oh my god!
How did you...
Two nat 1! Are you kidding me?
What the
god!
I can't do anything. The system doesn't let me help you now. I can't do anything.
That's mad.
I've given you everything I could.
I can't believe it.
That's crazy.
Can you just roll again? Just, I want to see. Roll again.
What would the advantage?
8 and 8.
2 8s.
I mean, like, that's better, but still.
I'm cursed.
Jesus.
Oh. You know what? Time just to...
I think since you started playing Lucius, like, when you played Cam, you had relatively okay luck. Since you started playing Lucius, your dice just hate
since
you.
Lucius post Gusthaven's been shit.
Yeah.
I just don't know. This is just bothering
me. You roll again. Just please, though, just...
I went through a period of...
4 and a 5.
No, you can't roll above 10.
I'm cursed.
12 and an 8.
There you go.
Try that
Oh,
one.
You're using the My Little Pony bless dice.
Use that for one roll.
That dice is hideously broken.
Does he get fun dice on his next one?
Jeez.
Dana. Start Dana's turn. Wisdom saving throw.
Anyway. Oh, what's Dana going to do now?
Fails.
Hit Max.
What sort of cantrips does she have?
Hit her.
Firebolt.
What's the range on that?
It will hit you too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'm standing in front of him. I'm like standing over. Does he get cover?
It's random, dude.
My body
he will get cover. You will get cover. It's random.
He's stable at the moment, though.
Oh no!
Is it him? Me?
What did I say? 6 was?
Nova.
1, 2.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure it was Nova. It might have been Rama, actually.
No, because
Rama was
6, 8. 7, 8.
Yeah, all right, Nova. Nova, a firebolt comes streaking towards you. 23. That's going to hit.
I don't think that would have been 2 death saves on me anyway. Death fails.
No, it's melee attacks that cause 2. You've taken 1. 14 points of fire damage, Nova, as Dana turns around like, where are they? Ah! And then she looks and she's like, fuck this parent, this guardian. And she's going to back off as much as she can. 15, 20, 20,
30. Stay the fuck away from me. 15, 20, 20, 30. In fact, I'm going to say that to her. Stay the fuck away from me.
I've got to get out of the thing that's fucking with
Go
my mind.
That way.
she doesn't listen. I'm deaf.
Quill.
I mean, I'm on.
You're conscious, but you're just unconscious. Sentry. You are... 5, 10, 15, yeah. 20, 25. You are within range. Wisdom saving throw, please.
Oh my god.
That's an 8 in total, nat 1.
1. You don't have any ranged weapons. You're going to have to throw your axe with this. So the only person you can really hit is her or Ayla. So we're going to do a D4 or D2. 1 to 2, 3 to 4. 3. You go for the arrow.
You're throwing
you
the arrow.
You throw the axe. It's with disadvantage.
Cool.
But you throw your battle axe towards
her. This is when she just gets the most incredible roll.
I hope it's another nat 20.
That I'm just going to be running about this battlefield.
No, it's a 4. She has a
disadvantage because it's... Oh, but that would cancel out, so it's still just a plain 4.
Yeah, so it's 11 in total.
11 in total is not enough. The axe just goes...
So you throw the axe. The axe is now elsewhere.
And, and then you snap out of it and you're now stood on top of the column. You have a move and a bonus action left.
Gotta get off my pillar now and go get my...
Well, I will say, the axe lands next to Her Majesty's Rose, which lays on the ground next to Rook.
I'm gonna go for a wander then. I'm gonna jump down and have a little...
Jump down?
Climb down carefully.
Athletics check, please.
She's already done it.
I mean, superhero landing would look baller, but I don't think you want to do that on your 18. Low hit points. 18's enough, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
So it takes you 20 feet of movement to climb down, so you have 10 feet of movement left.
5, 10. Yep. There That's I am.
Pretty much it.
There I am.
Rook is dead. I keep forgetting about Rama. He's just going to start running. He's probably going to run towards Quill and Nova, because he doesn't think he's going to be much help here. Like, oh, is he dying or what?
We need to heal him. I need to be healed. I'm so, like, I'm steaming at this point. I'm like literally on fire.
I can bandage him if you need me to, but Harold's go.
Where are you going, Harold?
Looks down at Maximilian.
Oh,
you serve him, the enemy of all of us. You have betrayed us, successor. You ally with the forces of our enemy. She's going to throw a scythe at him twice. First is a natural 1. Second one is an 18, which is his AC, I believe. Yes, it is. So the one strike hits true.
Got max.
11, 15, Max. 25, 27 points of damage to Max.
27?
That's a lot of damage.
From one hit?
Yeah. Her
what
scythe,
kind of
like, psychic and slashing. The scythe slashes, and then you get like a surge of psychic energy. I hit Lucius for like 21. I actually rolled kind of bad.
Could have been better.
Nova! You have Cole's greater healing potion in your hand.
I've also got 2 hit points.
Quill is your brother, and he is the best.
But it's an action to give him the potion.
Or a bonus action to heal you, and he's stable.
I'm going to give Rama the potion and tell him to give it to Quill.
Okay, yeah, he'll do that.
And then I'm going to...
Sure.
I'm going to say, you protect him with your life!
All right.
And then can I just move?
Not much use against that, so sure.
I just want to get away from, like, auras and lines and bolts, so...
I mean, she's flying up in the air, so she has, like, no cover or anything like that.
And then I'm just going to... Eldritch Brass.
Yes!
It's advantage on both, right?
Yeah,
involved. Yeah, yeah. I think it's until... Let me just check it on.
That would have cancelled out century. Oh, wait, no, we did that already.
Until before the end of Max's next turn, so yes, you do have advantage.
23 on one hit.
That's a hit.
Nice.
12, 20 on the other one.
That's that hits. Ooh. AC of 18.
The first is a 1. Second is a 7, so 8 points in total.
Nice.
Kind of blasts her. She kind of stumbles back. She's looking hurt, but, I mean, there's still fight left in her. She's still dangerous at this point.
Yeah.
Ayla.
We didn't discuss how many charges my hammer has.
Once per day, it does say in the description.
Does it?
It says in the item's description. It might not appear in the short form, but it's once per day.
Okay. I can't really do a whole...
She's floating about 20 feet up.
I can't jump that high.
Throw the hammer, though.
Again.
Yeah.
She made you throw it.
Reckless it, and then you won't have... In fact, you have advantage, so that cancels out. And if you reckless, you'd get advantage again.
Wait, what? How would I get advantage first, then? You
get triple advantage.
Maximilian's Golden Bolt.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Eat it.
But you only get one attack if you throw it, obviously.
Better than nothing. If I can throw the hammer at her.
You have to move within 30 feet of her, though. That's the only problem. So she's like...
Oh, so within the aura.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You'd have to move up to there.
And you could move in, throw it, and then move back.
You could actually, yeah. You could move in, throw it, and then back off. Sure.
Sure.
So Reckless, you have advantage.
No, I have advantage anyway.
You had advantage, but that's cancelled out because the hammer isn't meant to be thrown.
Okay, so...
And then you get advantage because you're recklessing.
Okay.
Right.
13...
Your attack
21.
Yeah, that still hits, yeah.
Okay, so... Wham. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 damage with the hammer, and she's not in my aura.
No, but the hammer still, like, clashes her in the head. And then the hammer kind of...
Yeah!
Past.
Bitch!
Just pick up the hammer.
It's just like a litter of weapons over there. What do you, so you've used like 5 feet of your movement. Do you want to back out of her aura or run after your hammer?
I'll back out for now.
Okay, so you just basically back up to the wall again.
Because I'm like... I'm not very wise. This is fucking me up.
I mean, there's like bodies of dead guardians around you.
Oh, can I just take weapons off of those?
They don't have weapons, but you could like rip off an arm.
Sure. I'm just going to throw
improvised club. Yeah, you can do that. So that's Ayla's go.
Well, you don't have any range, do you?
Maximilian. Not yet.
Like, once you lose
why I keep telling her to get, like, a bow or something.
If you got any aura.
That was cocked.
If I got what?
Quill's got a gun.
Max, 19 on his wisdom saving throw.
Bam.
But he is running low on spells, and he's taking a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah.
He will... He will move... up to the Her Majesty's Rose, pick it up, and throw it at Sentry.
Two Sentry, right?
Yeah, and he's like... he picks it up, and he's like, I think this is yours. And he throws it to you. Cool. And then he's going to heal himself, because he's really hurt.
No, it's the other one.
Oh.
No, not the hammer. No, okay, never mind.
You get the impression that, yes, he knows that the backflax is hers.
Yeah, we know.
But he's choosing to throw
I like to think that
the
Ayla's
thing
he thinks
she's earned.
She's standing on the other side, and Ayla's like, no, Hammer, dude! Hammer over here!
Nah, he doesn't care about you. He's got respect for Sentry.
Care about me, you bit!
What a bro.
That's his turn, and then he's actually going to back out of this aura so that he can...
heal.
Backs out to there. He's already healed, so he uses a bonus
action. Heal me.
No, he's not going to heal you.
Yes,
Lucius!
All right, then.
Lucius!
Please!
The Guiding Bolt aura fades from him.
Well, either I can do an acid splash and it's your rolling
yep.
to save it. I feel like my advantage is better odds. So I'm going to try.
I'm going to give you advantage. I'm going to give him advantage for fun coin.
Well, we got the guiding.
No, that goes at Max's turn. But I'm going to give you fun coin.
Also, you've got the My Little Pony hands, and that is unbelievably powerful.
So, two. Yeah, it's a chromatic orb, but level two.
Level two.
It's a five.
Oh god!
Five advantage.
11.
So it's not 18. That powerful. It's just enough.
Oh, yes!
That's her AC.
He got it though.
Pass me the.
Fuck me,
no, see? This dice is fine.
Put it on the floor. Put it on the floor. No. It's his rolls. You're not allowed this. Nobody else is allowed this except Lucius.
I've got D8 here.
Wait, how many
D8?
12.
Four.
D8? So got
he's
two.
He's not been rolling above 10.
I got it, Kim. This is fine.
No.
This dice is fine.
Not when he rolls.
Okay.
What?
Oh, okay. Oh. 15.
22. 22?
Damn.
Nice.
A heavy blow, and then Dichromancy, it's level 2,
yeah,
so
but
six.
I can't really go anywhere.
Yeah, you can hit
her.
It says another creature, but okay, I'll let
We've done it before where I've let you hit the same creature, so...
There's no other creature to hit with it, so...
Yeah.
Alright.
That blow, like, you can see that now the Herald is beginning to falter her wings. One of them is almost, like, flickering, like... And she's kind of, like, struggling to stay stable. She reaches up one hand. No, no, no! And she's, like, clutching at her mind... desperately swimming around in the air as the acid is like burning away and she's desperately trying to get it off of her body and her form. Anything else, Lucius?
I'm gonna still.
Yeah, move the whole fight, right?
I'm gonna shout. Maybe it's time to use its echo.
Okay. Do
that. Hopefully.
Okie dokie.
Hopefully.
Actually, I'm messengering that.
Okay.
I'll messengering that.
I think the appropriate visual symbol.
We're gonna messenger ring that.
Sure. Is that the symbol?
Yeah.
It's oh yeah, we decided. Yeah,
we decided that when you messenger this. Ring, you do this to indicate. Dana just runs over towards Max's side, and leans in and says something to him.
Cool.
Dude's got a vow. Like Dana,
Quill.
Fuck off, all right? Do nothing.
You do nothing. Rama goes on Dana's turn, so he would heal you on this turn.
Ah.
Okay.
I keep forgetting about him because he's useless. 14 hit points.
14?
Yep.
He's not useful.
No
useless?
Arms.
He
yeah, poured a potion in someone's mouth.
That's good. That saved someone else doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect 14. That's pretty good. Can I try and...
Yeah, you needed the Eldritch
try and
on that.
Get up without arms?
Yeah, Rama can help you stand up, yeah.
What do I have? 60 feet.
Mr. Bird, I think that your arm is in quite bad shape.
Shut the fuck up.
Did you say that to him?
No, I don't. I know, dude. All right, can I use command on the Herald?
Is it a somatic spell?
It's just verbal.
Then yes, you can.
It's a wisdom's 15 save. I want to tell her to land.
She has magic resistance, so she has advantage.
Don't care, land.
What's the DC?
15, land.
Where's her saves? 26.
Damn it!
That's cool. That's fine.
You tried.
Do I have any other movement left? I guess 15 feet, right?
Yeah.
We could try the...
I was going to run backwards.
Sentry.
Pounce off shield move again.
You are within her aura. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Rock and roll.
An extra plus two.
18 7.
You resist.
Fantastic. Amazing. Right, I'm going to use my flame lance and aim it at one of her wings.
The wand kind of pops out of the wrist. Yeah,
DC 13 save.
On dex, yeah?
Yeah.
So she's going to pass, but she takes half damage.
It's a 3d10 halved.
Yep. Oh, nice.
8, 16, 24 halved.
24 halved is 12.
Almost perfect damage.
That's pretty awesome.
One hit point over her maximum.
Oh!
She did it!
The wings are blasted. The sentry, now you take damage from this.
Yeah, 6.
So 6, are you still up?
I'm still up.
Okay, so you watch as the beam of energy fires from Sentry's arm and it annihilates one half of all of her wings. They just flicker out of existence and a big scorch mark up her arm and across her face as she just spins and tumbles and thuds into the earth. We are now out of initiative.
Oh.
Before Max, like, steps forward and he's like, I'm sorry, please do not. And then Dana grabs his arm and is like, enough. And then you watch as they're covered in like a shimmering force, and then they up into the air.
What they've? Oh no!
She plane shifts them.
I wanted to go.
Whatever you need to do, Sentry, do it quickly. They might be going for reinforcements.
Okay, I'm going to take the Echo and stand over the Guardian.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say, fulfill your purpose, and just hold the Guardian over her matrix, or hold the Echo over her matrix. Okay.
I'm gonna go get my hammer.
So you watch as Sentry holds this angelic golden Echo, and its light blinks with a golden power. The Fort Herald's is this dark crimson red, and you watch as energy begins forming out of them, twisting towards each other like tendrils seeking each other, and in the air they grip. And you begin to watch a power balance as her corrupted influence tries to reach the Echo, and then the Echo's reaches back. What do you do?
I'm just going to try and use as much as my own power as possible to try and force the good energy into this Guardian, try and help it along. Try and help.
Okay. Make a charisma saving throw for me.
11.
Can I jump down,
knowing
that I have a connection with the Echo and assist?
So you begin rushing over.
And touch the Echo as well.
And what do you do?
I'm just going to imbue it with all the power that I have as well. And,
okay.
Yeah.
What is that? What kind of power are you imbuing into it? Is this your sorcerer power? Do you want to expend spell slots? Is this sorcery points? Is this just your will? What is this?
I'm focusing on more of a will power, and I'm conjuring the memories that the Echo had and trying to enhance them with my innate sorceress abilities, going through the prismatic gauntlet, if I can.
So you're not spending spell slots, though. You're just basically trying to channel your... I mean, this is...
I'll wipe out all my second level, so two slots of second level.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. So two slots of second level. Let's roll 2d8. So what did you get in total for your charisma saving throw?
11.
The two of you together... Lucius, you focus through the alternator that your sister made. You focus that sorcerer energy, the power that you know somehow connects with the echoes and the matrixes. But it becomes mingled with your own memories as well. The images of Adea and Gusthaven and all the hardships you've endured. And it begins melding with Sentry's own memories. And the two of you almost have a moment of connection where you see things from Sentry's memories. Mm-hmm. You see moments in the royal palace, the feelings of elation at being in Solvin and looking after the princess. You see Queen Astoria, this beautiful, magical regent, smiling as she walks past with her guards in the royal garden. Sentry, you also feel many of Lucius's memories. You see moments of heartache and hardship, being bullied outside of a jousting field by various other elves. Moments of feeling alone in a room with nothing but a canvas and paints. But also moments of kindness with Nanny Norfear and many others. And the two of you, these memories mingle together. And outside you see the golden beam from the Echo begins pushing the red back and back and back until finally it touches Herald's matrix. And it erupts in golden light, and her whole form changes from a dark black metal into a shiny metallic. She is still dying, however.
Oh.
Can I run up seeing this?
Can you make... How much can you run?
30 foot.
So...
My dash, 60.
Okay. So you get there in about two rounds.
I can
rush over as well. Yep.
I can healing word.
So, you cast Spare the Dying, you cast Healing Word, because you need 30 feet of range.
60.
Perfect, so you can do that in one turn. So, What are you doing it at? And is it somatic or verbal?
It's just verbal.
Verbal, perfect.
So I'll do that at level 2.
Okay, so 2d4 plus your wisdom. And then Nova, you're rushing over, trying to kind of channel the energy as well. Ayla, you begin making your way over, seeing this kind of take place.
So 6 HP.
6 HP. So Sentry, you kind of break the moment and you feel the echo. The echo is still itself. It still kind of moves. It still has its own power. And you watch as this new reef, like golden herald, her eyes, her kind of main eye, this single focused eye in the center of her head and this halo erupts in light as well. And she reaches up and the first thing she sees is the two of you as you're obviously looking down at her at Echo. And her head kind of turns around. The eye pulses as if blinking. And she looks. Sentry. Sentry unit of Solvin.
Herald.
You must go to Volcanos. The Prime needs you. You must go now. What have I done? What have I done? What have I done?
What's happened? What's happened? Why do I need to go now?
It is your purpose. The Guardian race is dying. You must take on the Matrix. You must become the Prime.
What? Become? What does that mean? What happens? What happened?
I don't know. That is my purpose, to tell you the path. And she reaches up with a hand, touches your face, and you feel this flood of information, like raw data streaming into your mind. You see a great ocean that you know to lie between Gisela and the Hawkstorm Archipelago. You trace it to a huge volcano erupting from the sea and a path underneath, a hidden path. Near the base of the volcano underwater, there is a door engraved with Solvin's mark.
Cool, cool.
It needs your matrix to open it.
Cool.
You see the path laid out before you and some sort of activation code, a series of gestures that you'll need once you enter the facility. That's how you access the Prime.
Wow, okay, cool.
And in Herald, just you see it just hold its head like, so many lives. I've taken so many lives.
I'm sorry.
Seems, and then just goes silent. Seems completely appalled, disgusted with itself. It just seems to curl up like she brings her knees, wraps her head around her halo, and just is muttering to herself. Seems to be in deep pain, with the knowledge of all the lives, the guardian energy she's taken to keep herself alive. You know, those memories haven't gone away. She just is now brought back to a point of she understands how awful that is. And she now has that with her. The echo kind of floats down, rests next to her.
Take this as an opportunity to start again, start fresh.
How can I? How can I when I have done so much? I have done more than even our old enemy has done. I serve the great Crimson Star. I've made it stronger somehow.
You're in a difficult situation. We've all been in difficult situations. We've all done things we didn't want to do.
Not like this, Sentry Unit. Not like this. Thank you for saving me. But you must go. You must go find the Prime. The future of our kind relies on it. It's trapped. It cannot leave Volcanos. The Matrix is dying, are just disappearing. They need to reconnect with the Prime. You must go, you must.
Okay.
Why didn't you come with us?
I cannot face the Prime after what I've done.
But surely,
I cannot face anything after what I've done.
But this could be a step towards redemption. Delivering Sentry back to the Prime.
She doesn't deserve the life she's got now.
I don't. You are right. I don't deserve it. It's stolen. I've stolen so much. Please take it. And she looks at Lucius as you've said that. Like, she looks up at you, this pulsing, like, please, take it back. Take it back. I don't want this. I don't want it anymore.
Can you help Sentry? Sentry's dying.
Finding the Prime will save Sentry. If you are losing your Matrix...
I am.
Fine. Go to him. It will restore you. It will make you much stronger. It will give you the power to stand against Kallus.
Okay, I'll go.
And she just looks up at Lucius like, take it back. What are the rest of you doing? Ayla, Quill?
I mean,
Quill's obviously in pain, I'm guessing.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I've got a broken arm and I'm sort of ambling hobbling. Over. But after, like, Nova said that we have to leave now because those two just vanished.
Ayla's probably looking around more than anything, just keeping an eye out.
You know what? Strangely, there's no cries of feral guardians. You don't hear any immediate threat.
Did the pulse sort of, like, wash over the city, or...?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should move before anything else comes back here. Yeah. We need to get sentry to the prime.
Go. You should go now. Leave. Sentry now knows the way. She knows the code to access the facility. And she kind of begins to stand up, kind of holding her echo close. And she looks up and sees the Temple of Siaska. I know what I need to do. And begins making her way towards the steps leading up.
In that case, it's time for us to go. If they're coming back, then we need to get out of here.
She's going to kill herself.
Lucius is right. The life she had wasn't hers.
Just hear like...
Everyone deserves a chance of redemption, Quill.
Not after this.
She served her purpose.
To take her life would be to serve the Crimson Sun. So I'm not going to take it.
It's not my place to interfere with the ways of guardians.
Sentry. She looks down. You go after her? Okay. So you rush up the stairs. She kind of reaches the doors and these stone doors, opens them. And you see inside the Temple of Siaska here is ruined, but still part of it has remained this place of tranquility and serenity. A great stained glass window at the front. As the sun is beginning to rise, as you've been fighting throughout the night, it's kind of coming through the city of glass and it hits the stained glass and it's almost like a single beam leads down to a large open altar with a single statue of Siaska, kind of welcoming, as if a mother welcoming home children. And she stands, the herald stands at the entrance of the temple as you kind of reach to her. She doesn't say anything as you reach her, but kind of turns, and you can sense the sadness, the sorrow in her. I cannot face the Prime Sentry. Not after everything I have done. All the lives I have taken, the stolen time. We all fear what happens to us. To take that from so many young guardians, it is not what I was meant to do.
We live a strange life. And our lifespans are admittedly shorter than I'd like it to be. Which probably makes us do weird things. And makes us do things that we probably regret doing. In order to make sure we fulfill our purpose. But there was a time when I had to make a choice. And I let one of my friends die to save the life of another. And the life I saved, some might have thought that they weren't worthy of that either. But we can change. People can change. People can redeem themselves. Come with me. Come with us. Take me to the Prime. And then consider that your purpose fulfilled. I'm sure it will be fine.
Make a persuasion check with advantage.
Nat 20 on the first.
Oh, damn.
Nothing is really said for a moment. She turns,
She looks at Siasco, the welcoming arms. Turns back to you. Gets on one knee. Broken wings, kind of still fluttering and flickering, but one half is now golden light. I pledge myself to you, Century of Solven. Until my debt is repaid, I will be your herald. Help me. Help me make this right.
I will. Thank you. I couldn't let another one of my kind go down like that.
Okay. Yeah. And she kind of nods and stands up with you.
I give her a hug.
There's this moment where she doesn't even seem to know what to do and then just kind of leans in, places one hand on your back and presses against you. Yeah. As sun begins to rise over Kamina City, or the ruins thereof.
Can I ask, so with my eye,
yes,
scrying is a semantic component, but it's my eye.
Yeah, you can still use your eye as you always have.
Cool. Can I scry on Maximilian?
Yes, you can. Ooh. I believe he gets a saving throw, or can you read it out for me? You remember doing this as Cam, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's a wisdom save, isn't it?
He makes a wisdom save.
But there's like modifiers.
More familiar that you are with targets.
My knowledge is... Am I familiar with him?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he has -5.
Okay, and you don't have anything of his, so... He does have something of yours.
Yeah, he's got my fucking elemental.
Thing is he knows that it's risky to summon them. They can go berserk, so...
Is there like a piece of armor laying around, or...?
You can go and get one if you like. There were parts of it torn off in the alleyway he was fighting.
Oh, I'd have to go into the alleyway though, right?
Yeah, but there's nothing seems to be down there.
I can grab it.
Could I? Sure. Yeah,
I mean, okay. If I do, then
so you go and find a piece of his armor and bring it back, so that brings
another
it to
-4. So -9 total.
-9, and the spell save is?
It's a wisdom 15.
You see the familiar rush of grey fog overcome you as your vision races up into the air, into the sky, beyond the cradle, out into the astral space, to a long, dark, black warship, the biggest you have seen, a flagship.
Mm-hmm.
It races through, and it arrives, the scrying sensor, into a chamber where it takes a moment to focus. I believe it lasts 10 minutes. You see a furious Maximilian Taldros arguing with Dana. And you overhear, "How could you? I gave them a vow. It was no right of yours to make that decision. We should have helped them. Maximilian, you know our orders. I wasn't going to let you make friends with the enemy. We know what we had to do. Besides, I'd already... attacked them as you wanted, trying to defeat that corrupted thing. Was still no right. They were honorable at least to that. We should have fulfilled our vow to them." And she just kind of throws like, "Your Knights of Gideon are all the same." And she kind of storms off. And you see him just kind of like, kind of slam a wall in anger. And take a moment. He kind of begins hanging up his weapon and his armor. When... a familiar figure appears.
Stupid sexy starving.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it would be.
A small 14-year-old girl
appears
at the doorway. Dark hair, dressed now in a very elegant purple dress, but kind of ends above her thighs with then trousers and boots. She appears at the doorway, and you know that it is Vala. I heard you met my friends. I know you did. I saw it. He looks down like, my lady. And he bows deeply, kind of like, service to her. You are familiar with the ones that were mentioned, yes? She's like, yes, they saved me. My father spared them. It's like, yes, I'm familiar. I did. How are they? Are they well? They are, yes. They all seem to be in... some perhaps a little battered, but they are well. And they fight very honorably, as you told me they would. Good. Max, and then the scoring ends.
But they're not... okay, so they're not reinforcing then. That's what I was hoping for.
Didn't seem to be.
I mean, I was just going to go there, and he was just like, all right, everybody, down
there. Nope. Yeah.
Nope, doesn't, yeah. You never got the intent that their mission was to try and, like, you know, invade the City of Glass.
Yeah, I guess, but in knowing that where we are now.
You guys, you didn't give them any reason to, like, retaliate. Like, if anything, Dana broke Max's vow to you. He probably owes you one.
Well, if anyone's going to go running off and just being like, well, we saw them, they're down there, go get them. It's Dana.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe, but there was no sign. They seemed to be almost like in a private conversation. And it was some time after they teleported away that this, you know, looked like they'd been arguing for a while.
Hey, Valor's cool. Valor's alive. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. My question now is, what would you want to do? The Herald is just kind of silently follows behind Sentry. The Temple of Siaska is open up above you. I don't know if any of you want to go in there, if there's any parts of Kamina City you want to try and explore, but for now, you seem to be safe.
We've heard that there's treasures around, haven't we?
Yeah.
Around this.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big city. It would take a long time, and you don't know if there are still feral guardians out there, but for now, this immediate area, and you can see there's a few buildings around you. There seems to be kind of like some little buildings
Have
you could scout.
Have a look and see.
Anywhere in particular you want to search? The temple, or do you want to try some of the other buildings? It's hard to tell what these buildings were, because they're all mainly ruins now.
If Sentry and the other guardian, or if they're still in the temple, then I will avoid that and go to a different one.
Sure. Cool. Yeah. You begin sifting through the rubble. Make an investigation check for me.
Can I take a short rest while this is going on?
Sure.
Oh, one.
Yeah, I mean, Ayla's not the most of it. You kind of go in and you start picking up rocks and, like, kicking stuff over, but it just appears to be, like, an old ruin, right? This place looks like it was maybe picked apart for a long time.
Guys, if there's shiny things that might help us, you know, fix, like, holes in ships in the future and stuff, like,
I can't pick
money.
Much up.
Oh, no!
Yes, your friend here does seem to be pretty injured.
Yes, so... out of the city, back to the airship would be good. But I scryed on our good friend, Maximilian. I don't think they are coming after us. Or at least Dana might be, but he's not.
Good.
Also, saw Vala.
You did?
Yes.
Is she okay?
She's actually very well. Dressed in some Starbane-like clothing, sure. And she did call him... her father, but tentatively. But
she's okay.
She was asking after us. She's okay.
Oh, that's good.
And at least Maximilian is kind to her. Is a good protector. So she has him, at least.
I think if he wasn't, he'd die.
Yeah.
Yes, I just mean if there's anyone we'd want to be looking after Vala, it's the person we know to at least be honourable. He gave us a vow and he's stuck with it. He's a good person, he's just on the wrong side.
He is, and I'm going to do a quick glance at the Herald.
Herald is, like, very downcast, just following behind Sentry. Like, doesn't engage.
I'm going to keep my distance from the Herald, okay. I think.
Yeah. I mean, you were advocating her death, but sure.
Yeah. Oh, well!
So, unless there's anything you guys want to do, I'm assuming you're going to make your way back to the ship.
Quill, let's get you back to the ship.
Yeah, okay. Let's get a rest.
I will assist getting Quill back.
Yeah, Rammer will help
I
as well.
I can probably just carry him.
He's pretty light.
Not dead.
He's made of hollow bones.
I'll tell Rammer that it appears as if we've vanquished any sort of threat in City of Glass.
Certainly you seem to have dealt with the cause of whatever's driving these guardians here. So I think that perhaps I can start leading my forces in to try and clear out any remaining guardians that are causing problems. But as agreed, if I find anything of value, I'll make sure I split it with you. I would have been very dead if you hadn't taken care of this, so I feel like I owe you. If you do wish to get your friend fixed up and you need any supplies, head to Imixan. It's a big city not far from here. There'll be somebody who can tend to Quill. There's one thing which concerns me. My princess, the government, told me not to investigate these ruins, that I was not to let anyone enter. But that research team that was studying the Echo, you called it, I mean, they've been here for at least a year, which means someone in my government knew that they were there.
Working with them.
I think so. I hate to say it, but there's a reason that they put scum like me on the outskirts to protect it, because they know that ultimately there wasn't probably anything I could have done.
Government's lying, Charles.
Especially mine. The Sanzizian Commonwealth has interesting politics. You should be careful. But Imixan is a big city. It's a trade city, so a few travelers wouldn't be amiss. Just don't get involved in anything too political.
Well, if you do find any more research stations or anything, then please let us know.
Well, as far as my government is confirmed, we're not allowed in here, right? So we wouldn't have found anything. I can always send it to you privately. But I don't really... I don't have a way of communicating with you. I mean, I could try and send some stuff via the Messenger Guild, perhaps, or...
Yes, that's... Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that trustable, right?
Who knows?
I mean, you would know the best.
I'm trustable.
Okay. Very cryptic. Very wonderful.
I assume they... I don't... Okay.
Trust nobody!
Just do it by yourselves and don't run anything through.
Many times.
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. I'm not trusting them with a shred of this now. Plus, also, somewhat hoping I'll find vast amounts of money hidden in these ruins. And then I'll be rich. And I'll leave.
I hope you do.
And buy my own island.
That'll be nice.
Mm.
Okay.
I say we take evidence of this research with us and
yes.
out the government.
Yes, sure. So we can head back to the base station that we were at before. Gather up some supplies there. It's not far from here, I think. And it seems to be that for the time being, the death of, or the turning, the I don't know what we're calling this, and he gestures at Harold, has driven off these guardians for now. They're probably still around, but we might be safe.
Might be.
Who knows?
Who knows?
All right. And then he begins leading you off.
Let's go.
Cool. Yeah, you can make your way back to the research station where the prism that was holding the Echo in. And I mean, there wasn't really much to recover. It looked like Max had taken most of it, but there's definitely like some evidence of Starbane's, you know, remnant forces were here. You can take like some of the bits of armor and stuff that the researchers were wearing, like some emblems and stuff like that. But there's not really much left to find. Mm. Apart from that, are you just wanting to head back to the airship? Are you just going to book it straight back to the airship? Do you want to try and plunder through any ruins, or...?
We'll just say goodbye to Rook before we go.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you want to go over to the body and stuff? Yeah. You can move over to his body, and you can see that, yeah, the feral state has definitely warped him. Parts of him have rusted. His robes are all tattered and broken. His armor, his plating has been stained with blood. Quite severely. Harold can't even look at him.
Yeah.
She just can't even look at any of the feral guardians around. She just looks at the floor or looks at your back, basically, as she follows. But you see Rook there and his kind of broken Solven royal shield and his tatters, tabard and things like that. You just see his hand kind of outstretched where he had let the sword, Her Majesty's Rose, fall. If you'd like to, you can add Her Majesty's Rose into your inventory.
Okay.
Make sure you pick up your axe, by the way.
I'm going to assume you pick up your battle axe as well.
Okay, new item. That's a treasure.
It should be in there if you search for it. Her Majesty's. We'll do it in a minute. We'll do it.
But yeah, I guess it's back to... research station. I mean, I'm just.
Oh, I've got it.
Following.
Oh, wait, no. Her Lady's Rose.
Oh, maybe I called it something different. It's supposed to be Her Majesty's Rose, but
it's a long sword.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh. Cool.
Why did I not call it right? Why am I dumb?
I'm guessing that is a sword for Sentry. Like she can use it just fine, right?
I mean, it's a long sword. Anybody could use it.
Yeah.
But I mean, with a sword and shield, like
It's a long sword. Yeah, it's not a great sword. Yeah.
That's not letting me at it. I keep getting a session timed out thing.
Boo. All right. Well, I'm assuming that over time you will attune to it.
Yeah.
So I will tell you that this beautiful longsword appears to be a mithril blade with a golden hilt of leaves and vines and a ruby carved into a rose as the pommel. Only two of these beautiful swords were made, and each were given to a protector guardian of Her Royal Majesty Queen Astoria of Solvin.
Wow.
It is a plus one sword, long sword at the moment.
Cool.
It deals an additional d4 of piercing damage, which manifests as the mithril blade kind of sprouting thorns as it strikes. It also gives you proficiency in persuasion skill. And also, once per day, you can cast the spell Warding Bond.
Awesome.
Warding Bond with it.
Amazing. Cool.
And then we'll sort that out, like, after the stream.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. T-Y-T-Y.
You travel back through the ruins. It's long. It takes you about another day to travel back through the ruins. Like, it's kind of getting to nightfall as you emerge back towards the airship. It's not been a lot of time, so you can still see that Rama's crew are still in the process of helping repair the airship, as are your own crew working on the repairs. The hull has at least like a patchwork series of frames and timbers that kind of hide the giant hole, but the interior is just still a mess. It's enough that you can fly without stuff falling out.
wow.
And about, I'd say, maybe 35 hit points of the hull have been restored, but it's still damaged. It's still got a gaping hole in it in some parts.
I think before we get to the ship, or just as we arrive, I'm going to ask Sentry to step aside.
Sure, yeah. This you go.
Sentry, I'm struggling with this herald. You see something I do not, so I hope you can allay my concerns.
Okay.
She lives on the lives of others.
She did.
She does now. She stands there because she took the lives. What do you see in her?
Redemption. She can change. I know she can. I believe she can.
Does she deserve it?
Do any of us? How many lives have we taken to get to where we are now?
But not innocents. Not those lured under false pretenses. I agree we have taken lives, but for a greater purpose, her purpose, sure, I think she felt finding you was more important than their lives, but who's to decide that? Siaska? Or a herald?
I don't know. But you can see how she feels. I don't think she'll want to do it again.
I hope not. However, I just want to know one thing. We both shared those memories of her echo. Her first decision to take a life, to prolong her life, was that ferality, if that's a word? Was it Hadar? Or was it her?
I feel like she was desperate. You understand, guardians, they exist to serve a purpose. They exist to do one particular task. And if they can't do it, then it plays on their mind in horrible ways. I think she was desperate.
What is your goal, Sentry? And what lengths will you go to fulfill that purpose?
My goal was to protect my family. My family's changed, but I would sooner die than see you die before me.
Thank you, Sentry. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Don't worry. Thank you.
You see, during all of this, the Herald has just been staring at the ground, but there is, like, a brief... That sense of the kind of big golden eye looks at Lucius just for a fraction of a moment, and not in a malicious way, not in a creepy way, but in a guilt-ridden, what he's saying, she agrees with Lucius, but she has sworn herself to Sentry now, and so there is this moment of wanting, almost feeling that she wants to say he's right, but stays silent.
I'll briefly say to the Herald as I leave, we've all made mistakes. I've made mine. And so we must make peace with that. We've been given another chance. I hope it's worth it.
You are correct. High Elf. I do not know if I am worthy of another chance, but I do not intend to squander it.
If Sentry thinks you do, then you do deserve it.
You think of her very highly, as you should. She, and she looks, will be the greatest amongst us, all of us.
I don't doubt it. I'll walk on the ship.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're all doing that.
Yeah, sure. You guys make your way back onto the ship. Araya kind of like hears you come and like leans over and it's like, ah! You're not dead! Great!
Quill has almost lost the other arm, though, yeah, so I mean... Close.
Fuck! Okay, I'll get Grelano! Grelano!
I'm on 2 HP as well.
It's I'm on 7, fine. Yeah.
I think
yeah,
you're all, like, you're all yeah. beaten up and bruised yeah. and hobbling.
I'm okay. I'm half
you're
fire.
Barbarian, you're always okay.
I mean, I'll like queue up outside the med bay. Okay. Just
what
like...
half are you on?
I'm half, the okay. other half, so I'm alright. Not too bad. So.
Yeah. It took a beating. Just as a point, that encounter was obviously very meant to be very
yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was.
Because you did have Max and Dana, but it was like, how long is it going to take them to finish? Yeah. They were fighting one of those swarms each, by the way. Nice. So they were like having to fight them on their own, and then they were going to come and help you as soon as they could.
Damn.
That was intense, but like, really fun.
It felt good.
Yeah, it was very good. You guys did some clutch moves as well. Like, you had some bad luck, and you made, you know, not without the knowledge, you moved into positions that made it easier to get overrun, but... You still managed to come through, and like you know, that was a tough fight. Yeah, it was a really tough fight.
Almost burnt all my spell slots as well.
And it's one of those things where I learn a lot as well. Like sometimes, like I think, oh, that's a really cool effect, and then when I see it in play, and Kim can't do anything for 5 rounds, and I'm like, oh, I don't think I'll use this ability again. Kind of sucks for player fun. Like it's not fun.
No, it was fine because it meant I could use Dimension Door as a clutch.
Like, yeah, it was yeah. a super clutch. Like, yeah. yeah,
it was also it was she couldn't move because she was in the middle of the swarm. It was yeah. just a lot yeah, of different like, factors.
Yeah,
that really
it was just sucked together.
Stacked against.
Yeah,
cool. You make your way up onto the airship. The crew sees the desperate state you're all in and that you now have another guardian following you around with, like, melted wings on one side and then these glowing, vibrant wings on the other, the golden halo. They don't really say much. Like, even Kamara, who sees Lucius, and obviously there were a lot of things left unsaid, but she just is like, it's good to see you again, Captain. Welcome back. I'm glad you're alive.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
We've been doing our best to do the repairs. This man's friends have been very helpful. It's going to take some time, and we don't really have the best supplies here to really patch her up.
Can it take flight, at least?
Araya's like, yes, we can definitely fly, but I would not recommend we get into any entanglements whilst we are in this state.
Should we head to Imixan, get Quill some help, get some supplies...
It would rebuild the ship quicker there as well.
Which one's got the corrupted government? I'm losing track.
That's yeah, Imixan, but I mean, is there anything else around here? Do you know of anywhere else around here that we might be able to get both of those things?
It's mainly just Imixan.
I mean, you could fly north. It would take longer, but you could go to Mirskir and Voxar. And you know some places around there, but they're not really airship friendly places. You could go to Katavag, the capital city that you never went to, or the Hawksdorn Archipelago, but you don't really know what kind of settlements are there. Yeah. Imixan is a big trade city that has an airship dock. That's the kind
at
of
least,
selling point.
We have been
at least we're aware of the crap that's going on there. If we go to another place we haven't been, whoa! Well, endless possibilities to fuck shit up.
How about this?
We fucked up by just flying over somewhere once, so you know.
Well, I've got a grand idea. How about we land in Imixan, get our ship repaired, get me repaired, and then we leave and we don't entangle ourselves with government.
That's a great
we
plan.
We don't go down dark alleyway.
Yeah. That.
And do you know what? We can do this as a whole big montage stuff. It's only going to take you like a couple of days to get to Imixan. Grelano will basically help start taking care of Quill. She can't really heal. She can heal minor injuries, but things like a broken arm, she isn't like a high-level spellcaster. But she can do things like medical care, and she does. And it slowly, you know, she gets it like properly bandaged and splinted and everything else. You all get long rests. You all get to have your hit points back. There's no immediate danger in this area, really. You fly back to Imixan. You can land. You have proper trading. You have proper materials. Like Lucius is a legit captain. You just have to land, pay a fee, which is part of your cost of running the airship. You dock, and now it's just going to cost you money to repair the ship and do and buy any supplies that you want and do anything like that. To repair the ship, it will cost you about 140 gold for the just pure repairing the hull. The interiors, you're going to need to buy new furniture, but that's not super pricey. You're probably looking at about another 50 gold for like new beds, new desks, new table, that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Then it's up to you whether you want to kind of like try and spend more money on upgrades, buy potions, do any of that stuff. Imixan's a big enough town that you can definitely try and do that in. You can try and sell some stuff.
Can I
do some downtime if you want.
Can I?
Everyone.
Go
Everyone.
Out and
they don't sell Featherfall tokens. Oh, damn it. It's not Sky City.
Okay. Can I go out and try and buy like a stack of parchment for Nova?
Yes, you can.
She probably would have lost it all in her bedroom, right?
She did, yes, she did, yeah. In terms of fixing Quill up, either... Now, you know that if you want to fly off somewhere else, you're probably going to have weeks of travel, and maybe that's enough for Quill's arm to fix. If you want to get his actual arm healed, it's 500 gold.
Magically. Could I learn the spell? So you know I have that ability to learn spells.
What level spell can you learn up to, though? Or light level can you cast up to? Because it's currently Greater Restoration is a 5th level spell, I think. And that's basically the same thing as the injury spell.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's called Book of Ancient Secrets.
Yeah, no, I know the ability, but it allows you to learn ritual spells.
2 level 1.
But you can only cast them...
You can add other ritual spells. When you find a spell, you can add it to the book if the spell's level is equal to or less than half of your warlock level rounded up.
Right, but to cast a ritual spell, it needs to be of a level you can cast. That's just generic spell casting rules. So what level spells... do you normally cast at?
Fourth?
As a warlock?
5th?
Okay. If it's 5th, you can learn it. Well, you can learn it anyway, but you can't cast it. Okay. So you can inscribe it. I think it costs you, was it 200 gold per level of the spell?
I think it was a little bit cheaper than that.
Sorry, might be 100 gold.
I just clicked off a second ago.
That's okay.
I mean, we're about to get like 4 levels anyway, so I'll just cast it when we get the 4 levels.
That's what I was thinking, is if I learn it.
4 dings. I think that makes sense.
Yeah. Quadruple ding.
Maybe. We did just dings.
Did just ding.
Takes 2 hours, 50 GP.
Per level of the spell.
For each level of the spell, the transcription takes 2 hours and 50 GP.
So, okay. So 8 hours and 200.
So
I know it's 5th.
It's 5th level, so
10 hours and 250.
250 gold, yeah. So you can definitely spend 250 gold to learn it, but you won't be able to cast it until you can cast 5th level spells.
Okay. And it's 500 to fix him up.
And it's 500 to actually... the actual material component cost of the spell in things like unguents and incense and, you know, leaf wrappings that you have to wrap around the injury. Bones that you kind of liquidate and refill.
Oh, I was joking.
No.
Is it like that Skelligrove stuff that you get in Harry Potter?
Very much, feeds, yes. Like, minor injuries. If you want to learn the minor injury, heal minor injury at the same time, Nova... that's only a 2nd level spell, so that's only 100 gold.
Is that something I would
it's
have
worth
access to?
As a cleric, it's something you have access to, Quill.
So you could do it.
So you can do it.
Okay, yeah. I need to get that added to my
It still costs you money to put in your spell.
It's worth learning something like that anyway.
How much is a ceremonial gold dagger with a pearl handle?
Well...
it was taken from the Twilight...
If you didn't write it down...
You didn't tell me at the time.
Oh, it was taken from the
Twilight
Quarrels.
Quarrels, yeah, we never... No,
we can sort this stuff out.
It was about 3,000, I think.
It was not 3,000.
I remember you saying 3,000.
The obsidian statuette of Starbane might be 3,000.
Oh, I don't think we're selling that anywhere.
So it's what just two it? Things I need
did
to
you pay off the 100 gold for Quill's magic circle yet?
I've taken that
okay.
Away.
Every
night. I gave up.
Right, off the top of my head. In fact, you know what I can do? I will use... the treasurer you potentially could have got from the City of Glass. How about that? Because I actually have numbers of like how much treasure I was going to give you.
Yes.
I guess we've also left Rama, haven't we?
All right.
We didn't say bye. Whoops.
To Rama.
Let's say... Oh, yeah. Our objects are about 250 gold. So the dagger was 250. The statue of Kallus is 250. Trying to sell the statue of Kallus. Do not try in a major city.
We can definitely find a collector. Yeah.
Yes, you will, but...
a remnant collector.
Yeah.
And they would be all over that statue. We can sell it.
So
like,
don't forget,
millions.
It's going to be... what did I say? 100... No, I said 140 gold for the hull. And then 50 gold for all the materials.
For the furniture.
So it's about 200 gold to fix the airship.
We've got 1,276 gold.
Perfect.
Nice.
In total. To learn both spells is 350. And then the airship is...
What about to get...
190, basically, for fully repair the airship.
Are we paying to get you fixed, or are we just learning spells?
Well, yeah, that's... So learning the spell doesn't fix him.
Yeah.
Which one are we doing?
But if we learn the spell, we can use the spell.
We don't need. You can do both. You can plus pay to learn the spell and then have it still cast on Quill.
Have it cast on him. Nova.
No. Yeah. You can get like a cleric. Like
Nova can't.
Inexan has its own clerics and like temples to Atelicus and Zephyr and Hesper and stuff like that.
Shall we do all this math off?
Yes.
Stream.
Absolutely. But are you paying to have Quill
fixed? Not?
So basically, if we learn...
That's the major thing.
I mean,
you've got the money to do it.
I'm going
to
beg.
Yeah. No, I think.
Please fix me.
Yeah.
Let's fix Quill. 500 gold to fix Quill. 350 for both spells for Nova. And then 190 for the airship.
Yeah, we're Gucci.
And then it gives you a little bit left over.
5, 6, 7, 8, 10. It gives us about 100, 200 left over.
You can buy some regular healing potions.
360 left over. So
360 left.
You could buy one greater and two regulars, or you can buy, I think, 6 regulars for 300.
Regulars.
6 regulars.
6 regulars for 300.
6. Nice. Regular, we're down 50, to 50. 60 then.
So you have 60 gold in your whole group account.
That has wiped us out.
I have 50.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've all got like some weird amount that we haven't transferred.
Can everyone please put
you might also potion have some in your inventory? Magic
TYVM. Yay!
Oh, some of you might have some.
I mean, yeah, I think we can figure out this. We'll do
that off the thing. I just wanted to get like the healing Quill, airship costs, and then everything else. Yeah. My next question.
What next?
Where are you heading?
Okay, so. We know we need to take Sentry to the Prime, and we know where it is now. And Sentry can take us straight there, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is also under the ocean.
But Nova's got a spell.
Water breathing.
And I can breathe underwater anyway. Yep. So
okay,
cool. We're fine. Right. We can do it.
So is the plan to basically head to Volcanos?
Is that in the same area as we saw Tiangong?
Might be on the way. Might be on the way.
I feel like the Hawkstorn. It was
between here and Hawkstorn.
Yeah.
Let's take that conversation offline then.
Sure.
And we can.
Well, but yeah, I mean, Sentry is high priority. So that's what we're doing next.
So Sentry is the first thing. So
and then on the way back,
Tiangong. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Sweet.
I will say that in the process of shopping, getting Quill healed, learning the spells, you're going to probably spend about 2 days in Inxan. And also just like, you know, the cost of waiting for the airship to be repaired. They have shipwrights here, so it's quite speedy. No major problems. Like, you basically avoid getting too involved. Like, people that are like, adventurers, do you need a quest? No! And then you're like, fuck off! But none of that happens. You're basically...
I also encourage everybody to wear cloaks, conceal their identities as much as they can.
Sure, yeah.
And just keep on the down low.
All right, yeah. No problem. And then...
But I tell the crew to let loose and just enjoy this time of peace.
Yeah, and I think the wolf pack especially go and basically have, like, a funeral and things like that. They have, like, a wake. Mm-hmm. People have a bit of time to rest. Herald doesn't really leave Sentry's side. Just constantly follows you around. You then set off as you begin probably about a week's journey across the open waves towards Volcanos, the current resting place of the Guardian Prime.
It's time to find the Prime, boys!
That is where we're going to end this week.
Damn. Oh, finally!
Finally. Thanks so much. Love you all. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.